Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News. About the longest you can know somebody outside of your family, it's about as long as I've known the wonderful lady and author I'm going to tell you about here. So my friend Laura Merritt, who is now Laura Bird, that's her married name, she and I were pals in 4K at Wilson Elementary School in Wauwatosa. Don't know if I met her before that, because we're kind of neighbors. She grew up in Ravenswood, and I was just across Blue Mountain Road from
her. But you have memories of her
yes.
in 4K.
So awesome. One of my longest friends, right? So that's about as long as you can know someone, right? When do you even start having memories? Right? Anyway, we've got an event coming up together in Wauwatosa. You're invited. I will tell you about that in a moment. So Laura lives in Madison now, and she's just put out her second novel in the category of what they call middle grade fiction. So that's targeting 8 to 12-year-old readers. But she says kind of anybody can enjoy it, and particularly if you are listening to this show right now, you might enjoy it as well, because both of her novels are set in Wisconsin's North Woods.
I think adults should read middle grade fiction all the time. Like, I don't know one adult who wouldn't benefit from reading a middle grade novel. So I think adults will very much embrace my novel, especially if they're from Wisconsin, because like you said, there are a lot of references to our state. And I based both of my books in a fictional small town up north, kind of based on like the Rhinelander, Boulder Junction, Eagle River area. So if you've been up north, you know this area. And it's my favorite place on earth. And so I do bring in a lot of Wisconsin references, you know, like musky fishing and meat raffles. And they're sort of like Wisconsin tropes, if you will. But I think readers really love them.
You like the meat raffle?
That's a big Wisconsin thing. You're right.
There's just all these drops in there, right? Yep. You're like, oh, yeah, I've done that. Or, oh, I've been a place like that. So crazy thing was, I read both of Laura's books when we were up north this summer. It just happened to be the time that I had to read. So about exactly the same place where she would have these novels taking place. So they're fun reads. Really good characters if you have young readers in your house. The second book is called Marvelous Jackson. And Jack was actually a carryover character from her first book.
So in my first book, Crossing the Pressure Line, he's a peripheral character. And like you said, he's really kind of a jerk. He rides around on his dirt bike. He stirs up trouble. He gives everyone a headache. And I think all of us, when we reflect back on our childhood, we can all kind of like remember someone who was like that, right? But I didn't want him to be this one-dimensional person, because exactly like you said, if you start peeling back the layers, there is so much underneath that exterior that makes a child like that tick. And I think it's our job as adults to really peel off those layers and help that child out, figure out what's wrong, figure out what they need, figure out how we can support them.
Or maybe you were that kid, right?
Could have been.
So Laura Ann Bird, Madison author, originally from Wauwatosa, out with her second novel. We've got a book chat coming up this weekend that I'm hosting with her at the library in Wauwatosa. So other thing I like about Laura's writing is, while it is targeted toward young readers, and you've got some, is your daughter right in this?
She's 13.
She's on the back
end. She's right there. She's a huge reader.
She would like that. I'll bring them in for
you. Okay.
She would super like them. I mean, Laura's books deal with, like, it's not frivolous stuff. It's bullying, life challenges. One of the characters in this second book is being raised by a single dad. Another recently lost a grandparent. I mean, it's stuff that people actually deal with.
I mean, that's life. Like, you talk to any kid, and any kid out there is going to be facing big stuff, right? And what I love about middle grade fiction is, sure, you know, you can find middle grade fiction, which is about, like, you know, puppy dogs and rainbows and fuzzy things and all that. But, like, middle grade fiction, I think, trusts that kids can handle the big stuff because they can. Because I think it speaks to them and what they're going through. And I want kids to feel seen and validated and to know that they're not alone in their grief and their loss and in their feelings of not belonging and not fitting in.
So if it sounds interesting, anyway, the books are called Crossing the Pressure Line. That's the first. The new one is Marvelous Jackson. It's out now. So when we were kids, Laura and I and generations of young people grew up at the Wauwatosa Public Library. And every one of us knew a very special librarian named Miss Jean Ann. And she was warm And then as you got older, she was cool enough, right, to stay relevant in the world. And she made you excited about books and reading, and just about every kid who visited the library knew and loved her. Can you believe she's going to join us for the book chat?
Oh, fantastic.
On Saturday.
So if you grew up in Wauwatosa, like you and me, and you were a child in the 70s, 80s, 90s, or early 2000s, and you went to the public library, and you went to Miss Jean Ann's story time hours, you know that they were mind-blowing. She was so wonderful, and I think she lit a fire under so many kids to fall in love with books and storytelling. I mean, she certainly did with me, and I know she did with you. Like, our moms would carpool you and me there. And I've always thought about her, like, what happened to Miss Jean Ann? I based my character of the librarian in Marvelous Jackson right off her. And so through a friend of a friend of a friend, I tracked Miss Jean Ann down. She still lives in Wauwatosa. She's retired now. And I reached out to her, and I think she was like, oh, who are you? And I explained who I was, and I explained who you were, and how we wanted her to join us for this conversation. And she's been so gracious and lovely, and I can't wait to get together with her.
I'm actually pretty glad she didn't remember me, because if she had, it would probably have been for the wrong reasons.
Right? Not true. He's that one
who couldn't sit still and was, you know.
I think, Vinny, there were lots of kids like that through the years, and she had sort of a magical way of calming us all down.
I suppose I couldn't have been the only I wasn't naughty. I just
just a knucklehead.
Trouble sitting around, you know, like
him.
So the book is called Marvelous Jackson. It's written by Wauwatosa's Laura Ann Bird, and that is coming up. We've got our event on Saturday. Our book chat's going to be from 1:30 to 2:30. So great for your young readers as well. But adults, just by yourself, also entirely welcome. If you're curious about seeing Miss Jean Ann again, she has promised to be there and join us for that. That's at the public library in Wauwatosa on Saturday. If you want more information on Laura's book, you can text the word book to 855-616-1620. That's book to 855-616-1620, and I'll send you the link to the story that we have up online right now. Hope to see you on Saturday. 8:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.